Good morning, church. It's good to see you again. Are you ready to sing praises to God this morning?
Yes.
Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have the privilege, the honor of being able to come into your house here this morning, to be able to sing praises to you. There are so many other things that we could be spending time with here. But when it comes to eternity, the things that matter, we're investing in you here this morning. So, Father, as we worship you now in spirit and in truth, we thank you once again for just giving us just an awesome time of worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust a sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul, spring up a well and make me whole, spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly. River of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see, opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me, spring up a well within my soul, spring up a well and make me whole, spring up a well and give to me that life abundantly.
Amen.
Thank you. name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Who can tell what God can do? Who can tell of His love for you? In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we have the victory.
Hallelujah.
His praise fills the temple. His peace fills my heart. His joy and His glory He did wondrously impart. The blessed name of Jesus brought me freedom from sin. Now His praise fills the temple, and His Spirit dwells within. Your praise fills the temple. Your peace fills my heart. Your joy and Your glory You did wondrously impart. Your blessed name, O Jesus, brought me free. Spirit dwells within. His praise fills the temple. His peace fills my heart. His joy and His glory He did wondrously impart. The blessed name of Jesus brought me free. Now His praise fills the temple, and His Spirit dwells within. Your praise fills the temple, Your peace fills my heart. Your joy and Your glory You did wondrously impart. Brought me freedom from sin. Now Your praise fills the temple, and Your Spirit dwells within.
Amen.
Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis thou. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfectly. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me what my Father had in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, his sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can heal my deepest woe, who in his sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me.
Amen.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals knows he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Is calling, oh sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Passing from you and from me, shadows are gathering and death's night is coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Holy Ghost, sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Oh, we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me.
Thank you.
That in Revelation 5:9.
Bowing down before you, song ringing. Hallelujah, 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 amen. We're singing. Singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praises singing, hallelujah's ringing, worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praise and singing, hallelujah's ringing.
Just lift our Lord, I ask you to have it your way. Help me to pray today according to thy will. I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for being with us this morning, Lord. Thank you for moving mightily in the midst of us. Thank you for changing hearts today, for renewing a right spirit within us. Restore unto us the joy of thy salvation and fill us with your free spirit and uphold us with your free spirit, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Having received these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Bible says on 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Oh, hallelujah. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down in your wrath, and give no place to the devil. Let he that stole steal no more from you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. We're not going to give place to the devil. Greater is he that he is within us than he that's in the world. And Lord, as we walk in obedience, as we walk uprightly, as we do righteousness and speak truth in our hearts, hallelujah, no weapons formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah, no weapons from the devil shall prosper. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and any high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ our Lord, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when our obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory today. Oh, for a mighty victory. Praise your holy name. King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, King of kings and Lord of lords. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We bow down before you. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Holy Spirit, have it your way today in this body. Let your will be done. Let us be led by the Spirit of God, we pray today in the name of Jesus. Every step of the way be led by the Spirit of God. Anoint our ears to hear, we pray in the name of Jesus as we're going to receive this message. We pray also that you anoint the pastor as he will bring the message to us. Give him joy unspeakable and full of glory. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that we can submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from us. In the name of Jesus, he has no power but whatever we give him. And we're not going to give him any power, for we're not ignorant of his devices. In the name of Jesus, Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father. As we are about to receive this offering right now, as every man purpose in their heart, let them give. Let them give, not grudgingly, not of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that you stand good in your promises, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for supplying all the needs. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need in this church, we pray, Father, and every individual in this body of believers, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Let your name be glorified today in this body of believers. Your name be lifted up. Your name be glorified. Hallelujah. And just a closer walk with you, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's people said, Amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Be our prayer time, and have a few things for you to pray for today. Let us pray that our ministry, that God will give us a breakthrough, not only in finances, but also will bring more people to our ministry. We need help to help us out in our outreach in the community as well as on the internet. The price of oil rose last week to $4.03 a barrel, ended up at $82.98. It had been higher during the week, but then fell back. Persistent prayer is our only option. We ought to praise the Lord that He has pressed down the price down from the high 90s and that the oil has been down in the 80s for a number of weeks. This is a time to pray hard that God will hold back the forces of the Antichrist, that they should not be able to use the current global crisis they've created to take over the world. It is very urgent that we ask God in His mercy, He will give us some more time to preach the gospel to a dying world. Regis Shin had great hopes of getting home this week, but his doctor decided that he's still not strong enough to go home. that keep him up in prayer until he has been healed. Tim from Colorado is in the process of making a decision what he's going to do with his life. He has not been able to secure employment where he lives. He's praying about moving and working for the Lord. This is a big decision for him, and in his prayer that he will be able to hear God's voice. Let us pray for Brad and Debbie from Arizona. They have now received a copy of Christian Dynamics Course Number 1 and are now reading it and writing down what they need in order to be able to come to Sacramento and be delivered. Brad is fighting an addiction and Debbie is fighting fear. These are the prayer requests we have, so would you come up and help me to pray?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this very sobering message and for the purpose that you're giving us in our lives. We pray that we would continue to remember this strong direction that we're getting to put you first in everything that we do. And we bring Tim Chola before you right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask that you would direct his thoughts and that you would make it really clear to him what you want him to do in his life. We know that our minds are easily misdirected and confused, and so we pray against all confusion and interference that would interfere with his understanding your will. And we pray that you would make it very clear what is your will in his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, lift up this couple, Brad and Debbie, to you from Arizona, Lord. I don't know anything about them, if they're married, if they're not married. But we know that they want to be delivered, so we thank you, Father, that you would help them as they study the book, Course Number 1, that it will be clear to them, and that you would give them insight and understanding into what's happening. And we thank you for that. And we pray also against the addiction and the fear that they will be able to get rid of it and move forward in God's kingdom. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day that you have made. Lord God, we thank you for the freedom in America to be able to speak what is on our hearts in this country, and that we're able to have the liberty to speak about your word and the freedom that we have to speak it. We come against all the demonic forces of this world, Lord God. We come against the gays and the lesbians that are trying to push their agenda forward in life, Lord God, to destroy this country. Because of its ungodliness, God is probably going to take and lift his hand from the grace and the peace of what we have in this nation. Lord God, I pray against that. I pray against their agendas. I pray against the forces of evil of this world, Lord God. And Lord, I ask you humbly that you will intervene on America and the nations of this world, that something will happen to turn people's hearts back to Christ. I pray for repentance for this world. I pray for repentance for America and for churches across America. Lord God, I pray that people will repent and realize that this stuff that the world is pushing is wrong, it's immoral, and it needs to change. And we need God in the center of everything that is done and that is spoken. And so that's my prayer, Lord God, that people will repent and turn their ways away from the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, help me to pray for this need here, Lord.
And I want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you are in control.
Amen.
You're the God of heavens, Lord of earth. You're the Lord of all who live. You're the Lord of all the universe. And all praise to you we give. And we lift up to you, Regisin, O Lord. He is in your hands. The doctors try their best, O Lord. But unless you intervene, O Lord, it's not going to get done the way it should be done. And we pray, O Lord, for a miracle today. In Regisin's life, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that whatever the problem is, O Lord, move and resolve it, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what the doctors think, whether he's weak, whether he's not strong enough to go home. O Lord, you can strengthen him with all might, according to your glorious power. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for restoring that man back onto his feet. And let it be another miracle that happened in this body of believers, O Lord. And we thank you that you answer our prayers, O Lord. And we bless you, we thank you, we love you, Lord. And we receive this healing. We receive it, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, we're praying for our ministry that you'll give us a breakthrough in finances. You've given us a breakthrough in the Holy Spirit. And I can witness it on Wednesday night when we have music practice worship. We have men praying that haven't prayed before, and it's powerful, and it's awesome, and it's wonderful. And the Holy Spirit is wanted here now. And you're going to give us the answer to our prayers because we want the Holy Spirit. And we're changing. You're changing us. We're not changing ourselves. You're changing us. And we thank you and praise you for that. And we know the finances are going to come in, and the people that we need to help in the ministry are going to be here. And they're going to have a place to live and a place to work. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, for everything you're doing, that we want your heart. We don't want to win the world for you. We want your heart. We need to know your heart and the heart of Lord Jesus. We thank you and praise you, Father, for everything you're doing. And I have tears of joy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything you're doing in this church. Amen.
Father God, help me to pray. Heavenly Father, I lay this on the altar before you, that you would grant mercy on us, that you would give us just a little bit more time to preach the gospel to a dying world, Heavenly Father, that we bring more people to you, Heavenly Father, that would receive your word and be saved, Father God, that they won't take the mark of the beast or pledge their allegiance to him. Heavenly Father, that we'd have more time to get the gospel out, to minister to people, our loved ones, to all over the world, Heavenly Father. Father God, that we'd have people that would stand up for you, Father God, that would say, no, we're not going to take this. Yeah. And Heavenly Father, we're not scared.
Amen.
We're not afraid.
Amen.
We stand up right now.
Amen.
Declare that you are our Father, our Master, and our Lord. And that this Antichrist is going to go straight to hell and burn forever.
Amen.
And be no more. And Father God, we pray that you would have mercy on us, that you give us a little bit more time, Heavenly Father, to minister, to preach the word, to get the word out, to get people saved, Heavenly Father, to minister. We pray for your Holy Spirit to come over us so strong. Open up the doors, Father God, and close the doors that need to be shut. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you and continue to thank you and praise you. In this hour, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you. Heavenly Father, and please, just a little bit more time, help us to stand. Help us stand firm, Father God, and keep your angels surrounded around about us.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, put your loving arms around us and no evil will befall us, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
We thank you and we praise you that that this prayer will be answered, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we love you.
We're happy that we're serving you and not Satan. We thank you, Father, for putting your Holy Spirit in us to give us the strength to stand and walk a holy life and do it gladly and with rejoicing all the way, because we know what the other side is, and it is not pleasant. It is only pain and misery and all kinds of dissension and trouble. It's not anything good at all, where you are all good, Lord God. And as we serve you, we can be good too. And Lord, we thank you for strengthening us for the days to come. We thank you that we can stand and be brave and not cringe, but know that you're standing right beside us, that you're in us, that you're with us every step of the way, Lord God, and that you're always right there as long as we're right there with you. And Father, we thank you that you're going to help us, help your people in this time, and that they will be witnesses everywhere to the glory of God and to the salvation that Jesus offers. Father, I thank you that we have this church. We have a pastor and his wife and his nephew and his brother and his sister-in-law, all of the family, Lord God, and all the little children that are faithful to you, that are staying this ministry and holding it even though things are tough. They have been through many, many trials and thin times, Lord God, and most of the times have been pretty thin. But yet you have supplied when it was necessary, and you've supplied everything to keep this ministry going. And we know that you're not going to let it sink now. Father God, help us to be loyal to them, because they've been loyal to us. And every one of us have been helped by this ministry and these pastors. And Father God, we love them. We pray for them daily, and we want them to still be here so that we will have a church and we will have some place to gather and worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for preserving this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you for the praise report we got from Gert Timmerman, that he got a lecture place in one of the biggest universities in Belgium. And also, Father God, that the former president of the Belgian government, that he is helping Gert right now to get into the parliament. And we thank you, Father God, that this will be, that this will happen before everything crashes, Father God, that Gert will be able to bring the gospel into the very heart of the beast in Brussels, Belgium. And we thank you for Gert, his wife, and children that are standing firm, Father God. And we pray a blessing upon them. And Father God, we lift up Monica's mother to you today, Lord. And Father God, I believe with all my heart that she is saved. And we want to pray today, Father God, as she is lingering, Lord, has been suffering a long time, that Father God, in your mercy, that you will stop all the pain and all the suffering. And that Father God, if you're not going to heal her, that you gently take her home, that she will no longer have to have pain and suffer, but that she can be released and enter into your kingdom and be free and realize, I might not have the best life on earth, but I have a great eternity in front of me. And Father God, also touch John Peterson, Father God. Strengthen him, Lord. Don't let him fall. Give him strength. And we thank you, Father God, this man will be a powerhouse before everything is said and done. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, right now for all the prayers spoken here. They're on the altar. The smoke is going up, and they will be answered in due time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. Well, this week I had a visitation again from some of our neighborhood door-knocking Jehovah's Witnesses. They must just never give up. But anyway, I was listening to them, and of course the young lady who had been there last time brought with her this time an elder and was wanting to have a little backup, apparently. And he had his Bible in his hand, and I know that New World Translation pretty well. I didn't bring up anything that had to do with pledging allegiance to the flag like they try to lead you into, or whether or not we should observe certain holidays and get on these tangents that they want to lead you on. And she asked me, well, did you take up my offer and go down to the Sheraton Grand in downtown Sacramento and listen to our Revelation prophecy conference? I said, no, actually, I wasn't inclined to go do that. She said, oh, well, you know, you could come to one of our Kingdom Halls. It's right over here off of Missouri Flat, and she described where it is, you know, in our area. And I said, well, I really couldn't do that. Oh, why not? She asked. And I says, well, basically, and I looked at him, I says, you and I have different Jesuses. And he says, you know, he looked surprised, like, you mean there's more than one Jesus? Oh, there's lots of Jesuses. In fact, Jesus says, many shall come in my name, saying they are the Christ. You know, I didn't share that particular point with him, but we all know that. That's an in-house thing. They don't stop and think of anything but Jehovah. When you say Jehovah to a Jehovah's Witness, it registers as Father. They have no belief in any Father, Son, and Holy Spirit being co-eternal, co-equal. And I said, the Jesus that I have shares the glory of God the Father. In fact, when he was dying, he said, Father, glorify me now with the glory that I had with you before the world began. And yet the Bible teaches that God shares his glory with no man. I'm sure you've read that. And he said, yeah. And I said, and John writes in his book, he wrote, and we beheld his glory. The glory is that of the only begotten of the Father. And he was referring, I believe, to the Mount of Transfiguration experience where he and Peter witnessed Jesus Christ showing forth the Shekinah glory of God. And you could just see the wheels are turning in his head. I said, you know, I've seen your Bible. I've looked in there, and Philippians chapter 2 has a section in there that's particularly disquieting to me as far as revealing the accuracy of some of the things that you have in your Bible. I said, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, ours reads, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And he was turning to Philippians chapter 2, and he got there, and his reads, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who was not subject to a seizure, namely that he should be equal to God. Put up verse 6 again, if you would, Joshua. The word robbery right there, this passage known as the Kenosis passage in the Bible was way too strong for the Watchtower Bible and Tract Society. So they went into the Greek interlinear that they have, and they took the word that's rendered robbery in our texts and said, well, it does mean grasping after or robbing something or holding on tightly to something. And what it truly means in our understanding is that Jesus didn't hold on to that position that he had in the Godhead, in the triune Godhead, but he emptied himself and took on human form, it goes on to say in that passage. They take the word robbery and render it seizure, as though it's a seizure of the mind. It can mean seizure, but it means seizure of goods. It means robbery. It means a grasping after. And they then say, have this mind in you which was in Christ Jesus, who was not subject to a seizure, namely that he should be equal to God. And I looked in his Bible, and I had remembered it properly, and he had literally underlined, namely, that it should be equal to, that he should be equal to God. They turn it 180 degrees around. Instead of the text indicating that Jesus Christ was equal with God, which it does in all other Bibles on the planet, as far as I know, they have rendered theirs and have wrested the scriptures unto their own destruction once again, because that isn't the only place they change or add words or subtract words or convert the original Greek to render English that will support the heresy that they're promoting. But this is just one of those cases where they had done it so blatantly that if he does even a cursory check of the original Greek language, he'll find that they've misrepresented what that passage can be rendered as. And I told him Julius Manti, one of the greatest Koine Greek scholars of all times, has commented on that passage and your New World Translation of it, and he has made devastating remarks about how you aren't anywhere near accurate in that passage. You need to check that out. So anyway, I thought I'd share that with you, because when they come to your door, there are so many places in their own Bible, they're going door to door with a damaged copy of Scripture. And they are sincere. But how many of you know that you can be sincere and still be sincerely wrong? Amen. Okay? So we should have compassion on them. God gave me an insight this week. I had an aha moment that probably everybody in the room has already had except me, but I wanted to share it with you. Another thing that the Watchtower believes in, and several other sects and heresies believe, and that's in soul sleep. And I thought about that concept of soul sleep, that when we die, there is no consciousness. And I know that Paul has said that he was torn between two things, rather to leave and be with the Lord or to stay, which was expedient for the people of his day and his group of Christians. And I was listening to a Bible commentator on the radio, and they said he was mentioning the thief on the cross. And that clicked with me for the first time. I really thought about it. Jesus, when the thief on the cross said, "Remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom," he didn't turn to him and say, "Truly I say unto you, this day you shall sleep peacefully and you shall not experience anything until the resurrection." Now, he said, "You shall be wide awake. You shall be in paradise with me today." And that was a New Testament person. That's somebody under the new covenant, just like we are. So I wanted to share that just to, in case they come to your door, maybe you can have a little bit more ammunition. Thank you.
Good morning. I wanted to share my testimony of what happened to me. That was the night before yesterday. And it just kind of bear witness to what we heard today. And I didn't know, I didn't put it all two together. But it was after I went to bed, I wake up and there was a scripture that was coming to me, and it was so almost audible, and it's that scripture in Amos 3:3. And I'm going to read it to you. It says, "How can two walk together except they be agreed?" And I don't know how long it took this situation, but I was trying to I didn't know the scripture where it was. I later looked at it, but it was like the Lord telling me, "How can you walk with me if you don't agree with everything I say to you? You have to believe and agree with my word. And then we can walk together wherever we're going." And I there was a lot of other things that came to me. And I was trying to share that with some family members. I said, it was so real to me. I said, it was like a conversation going with me. And of course, in that chapter also it talk, that God will, and I'm not calling myself anything, but today we heard, and it says, "Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto the servants," his servants, the prophet, and talks about how can somebody hear the trumpet and will not hear it and wake up or whatever do. So there is a sound that God gives to people to hear Him. But basically walking with Him together is the best way to hear Him. In John, the first chapter, it says, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, which is walking with Him, we will have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us of all sin. So there is a fellowship walking with the Lord as walking with His body. Because there will be confirmation, because they all hear the Lord. So if a person does not have Christians that they can communicate and walk in the light that they receive by being with Jesus, then they will hear the voice of the stranger, the voice of the Antichrist, and that's the one they will follow, and they will believe what he says. And that's what they will talk about and they will agree with, because they are agreeing by walking together in agreement in what they believe. So, this is what I wanted to share, but I wanted to share this one scripture. I was in Revelation and I shared this, and I shared it even at home. I said, you know, sometimes the Lord just kind of glimpses his reality of who he really is. And We see pictures, and I even painted Jesus as a shepherd, and in the accounts of the Gospels, and the reality of he was when he was in the flesh. But today he is, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, but behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. And I think this kind of bear witness with what was talking today about us, the walking with the Lord, hearing his voice, and knowing what he says is truth. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Okay, I have a quick testimony. I know a lady who is a tither, and this week she was given a $2,000 check out of the blue, not expected, you know. So I say that to you just to let you know that there are some that say, well, you know, I'm fixed, you know. God can't do that for me, but He can, and He does. And it was a blessing to see that happen to that person. And I know that she already tithed on that. So, okay, I'm going to close. We have no more testimonies. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the word, Lord. And we thank you for also the ability to discern the current events through the light of the Bible and not through ABC or NBC or whoever is trying to tell us what these events mean. So we thank you, Father, for that. We thank you for our many blessings. We thank you for safety on the road and for wisdom and discernment to do what we need to do and when we need to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.